Welcome to Connection Point. This is Gov Connections podcast series where we focus on strategies and trends in infrastructure, green IT, mobility, data management, and much more. I am your host, James Hilliard, and back with us, our first ever Connection Point guest, Travis Williamson. Travis is back here, still holding his title as Regional Director with PC Connection Professional Services. He is a storage and IT consultant. And again, Travis, thanks for being here.
James, thanks for having me.
On this edition, this front, we're looking at storage tiering and really kind of the cutting edge in terms of what's going on in storage technology. We know the story. Data increases, seems like it doubles almost yearly for many organizations. Really, the mentality was, we have more data, let's just throw more storage at it. But tiered storage really started to change the way that a lot of people think about their storage situation, correct?
Absolutely, because with tiered storage, a lot of customers now have a lot of different options as to what they can do and the type of storage that they can put out there.
And the idea of tiers, again, I think of customer service. You have tier one support, then tier two, and escalates to tier three, things like that. The tiering here in storage, my understanding, you can correct me, tier one, that's kind of the fastest response. That was when you really need to get that data back to the person requesting it very, very quickly. If you go to tier two, three, four, you can have kind of slower responses, and that's fine because the response time isn't as mission critical. Is that a fair, simple way to look at tiering?
Absolutely, a very, very good way to look at it. One of the things that you keep in mind, though, tier one is definitely the highest tier. And now with the evolution of solid-state disk technology, a lot of folks are calling that tier zero because that's a little bit exponentially now more costly than even fiber, which is typically considered tier one. And then you move down from those tiers and can be considered tier two and tier three, which are SATA and SAS disk technologies.
One of the things that we're always looking for in any technology, but storage as well, as performance. Does tiering have any impact on storage performance?
It can, but typically it doesn't have a direct impact on performance because unless you're putting something up front in front of the actual storage technologies that's faster, if you've zoned off your different tiers, say, for instance, for tier one or zero, you implemented a SAN infrastructure that's isolated and dedicated for that tier that allows you to move that data, or those pipes are much bigger than the pipes that you would be using for, say, tier two or tier three, that's when you would see performance differences. Otherwise, it's not in and of itself. Just changing the tiers and where the data is sitting just going to naturally change the overall performance.
Travis, as I think about this idea of tiered storage, I think that there might be times that certain data might move between tiers. Maybe it is tier zero or one for a while, but then that data isn't as needed. It doesn't have to go back to the requester as quickly. So maybe it does eventually get moved off to tier three or tier four. That, to me, brings up this whole idea of information lifecycle management. So are the two ideas, are they equivalent?
Information lifecycle management is a whole entity throughout the whole business process. It aligns, you know, the resources from cradle to grave, I'd say, of the data, and aligns with the business policies. Hierarchical storage management or tiered storage, storage tiering is a part of that. So when it gets to where it actually physically sits, we're looking at, you know, what tiers one through three, for instance, is only a part of the overall information lifecycle management. It is not information lifecycle management in and of itself.
All right, good clarification. Appreciate that. Let's go back to kind of one of the things I was saying earlier on. Data is just growing and growing. I said it doubles every year or so for some people. Some of our IT guys might be thinking, hey, it's more like monthly in my shop. But the explosive growth of data, how flexible is storage tiering to really respond to that?
Well, the answer is always, it depends. Many storage tiering specifically is not an automated process. Some of it can be manual based on policies, and then you have to take an action. So those to move the data between tiered processes, tiered storage rather, whether you're moving it off to from fiber to SAS or SATA or to tape technology. But now with the evolution and assuming that you can have a storage virtualization strategy in place, that storage virtualization makes the reallocation of that data and movement of that data a lot easier. It's not an automated process, but with storage virtualization and using the storage tiers, you have a better way to implement a strategy that's more beneficial for you. And it's a lot more flexible than it used to be when you had islands of storage that were locked in and you couldn't really do much to get beyond that.
We mentioned that storage tiering really is on the leading edge of storage technology. That being said, do you have any yet real-life examples of really kind of proven storage tiering offerings that people have, kind of the early adopters have been using out there?
Absolutely. Compellent Technologies is one of the great storage providers that actually has implemented what they call their award-winning data progression software. This is actually the means by which you go in, you set up your environment, and you literally dedicate, I have tier 1, 2, and 3, for instance, in my environment. Tier 1 being, again, the highest performance. Then there's a mid-level and a third level. And their software within their tool actually checks the frequency of which those data blocks are being accessed, and it automatically, based on the policies you set when you first get the box up and running, allows the data to move between the tiers automatically without any intervention. And they've been recognized and received quite a few number of awards for this technology because it's really groundbreaking, and it's a lot of offers customers, large, medium, or small, a lot of flexibility to have more efficient use of their storage resources without having to do human intervention on a regular basis. And those things are very flexible in terms of if you have areas where you have to have, you know, certain databases and things set up on tier 1 or tier 0, the highest performing at all times, regardless of how often it's accessed, those things can be blocked off or zoned off as well. So Compellent really, I think, has the best overall solution in regards to automated storage tiering that I've seen in the marketplace today.
Well, definitely very interesting. I know this is something you and I are going to have the opportunity to talk about as we move forward. Again, this is very kind of leading edge technology on the storage front. So as there are developments, we'll definitely stay in touch. Travis, really do appreciate the insights today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
For our listeners, thank you for joining Travis and me. And if you want more information about storage tiering or any other IT services or offerings, you can contact your GovConnection account manager. You can also visit us online, govconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us.